Hi, dictation for Amanda Hamby, A-M-A-N-D-A-H-A-M-B-Y. Date of birth is 1/23/1944. Date of accident is 2/11/2012. Date of service 12/10/2024. The patient reports that she has been in a lot of pain since 2012, February 11, when she was involved in an automobile accident as the cause of all the symptoms. The chief symptoms are moderate to severe pain in the neck, mid-back, upper back, and lower back to the tune of 7, with radiation to both arms, anteriorly involvement of third and fourth finger, and motor weakness of the both upper arm. Also, there is a radiation to the both legs anteriorly up to the ankle with numbness and tingling off and on. She reports that there is a weakness of both legs. She also reports a pain in the shoulder bilaterally to the tune of 6 with difficulty in lifting the arms completely. And mild headaches are reported off and on. All of the symptoms are reported allegedly involved with the accident and as the chief cause. The accident happened, details of accident is, the accident happened on 2/11/2012 at around 12 noon. She was a resident driver and accident happened on 94 East near Wayne in the city of Wayne. She reported that there was a presence of black ice due to cold winter and it was not salted. And there was a sudden braking by the cars in front, and every car involving 8 to 10 cars all made donuts. Her car made 4 or 5 donuts, hitting embankment 4 or 5 times, E-M-B-A-K-E-M-E-N-T. And then car was completely total after it stopped. She reported that she was traveling around 30 to 35 miles an hour in a PT Cruiser 2008, and she did not hit any other car, she reported that she did not pass out and airbags did not deploy. It was not a hit and run accident. Police came at the scene. Ambulance did not come at the scene. And the car was completely total, but she doesn't have the record of all the injuries. It's more than 12 years ago. And she injured and she banged her head. Cannot remember to. It happened all too fast. She went home on the day of accident. Then she went to urgent care next day due to the severe pains, from where she was sent to the emergency room of University of Michigan Ann Arbor, where x-rays, CT scan, medications were provided, and she was discharged after 5-6 hours. History of presenting illness, patient is reporting some mild headaches, which are only in the front, have been ongoing for some time, but no associated TBI symptom. She denies any ringing in the ear, buzzing in the ear. There is no history of blurred vision, spots in the vision, or loss of vision field. No taste problem, smell problem, no TMJ problem, and no dizziness, vertigo. Denies any seizures, loss of consciousness, loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion. No lack of focus, lack of concentration. No incontinence. The patient reported that she can walk up to a block, she can sit half an hour, stand for 15 minutes, and she does have a numbness and tingling in both arms, both legs, and she can sleep for 2 to 3 hours, but there is no anxiety, depression, panic. Moderate difficulty in walking, and some fatigue, no weakness or lightheadedness. The patient has moderate pain around 7 in the neck, mid-back, upper back, and lower back, and both shoulders at 6. She can move 130 degrees of abduction and forward flexion without pain. However, after that, there is a positive pain. Kindly review the records for the history of the pain, starting that it is continuous. The quality of the pain, the intensity, the modified factor, the previous investigations, and past treatments are all written in the chart system review for surgical history, allergies, as well as the family history, relationship status, employment status, legal and personal history are all in the record, as well as the ADS. Please review that, and I will dictate the physical exam and the next dictation.